The last thing I want to ask you about is adjuvant therapy, and specifically your take on the new ECOG, a major adjuvant study looking at chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting, plus or minus bevacizumab. Can you talk about the design of that study, what's been going on in terms of discussion about that study, and where you think things are heading?
So there are three very important adjuvant trials now, and the hope is that they'll all accrue. So the one that started first is actually a trial called RADIANT, and that's testing Tarceva. And in that study, patients can have adjuvant chemo or not have adjuvant chemo. So if you have a patient with stage 1B and you don't give them adjuvant treatment, they can be eligible. If you have a patient with stage 2 who's had a lot of side effects from the surgery and it doesn't want chemo, that patient's eligible. Or a patient who's had chemo and the chemo's over is eligible. In that study, you have to be immunohistochemistry positive and or FISH positive, and there's two primary endpoints. One is a hazard ratio of something like 0.75 in immunohistochemistry positive patients, and then a hazard ratio of 0.5 in FISH positive patients. So that study, if you have a group of patients, it's half of the patients, and they have a hazard ratio of 0.5, you're going to have a huge increase in the cure rate. So that's a company-sponsored study. It's international. It's ongoing.
How do people respond to that and the question of off-protocol use of erlotinib in patients like that as an alternative?
Fortunately, since there's no data on that, it's not done very much. But there's probably one or two patients that I've treated that have elected to do that. That's certainly not something that I recommended, but since they were interested and wanted to do it, I didn't prevent them from doing that, because if it was me and I was FISH positive, I would do that.
If it were you, would you go into the RADIANT trial?
I might.
You know, we just submitted a paper in ASCO on a survey of medical oncologists in the United States asking them if they had colon cancer.
What would they do?
What would they do in four or five adjuvant situations? And one of the things, incidentally, that was interesting, because this is just medical
oncology. Stage two.
Well, the stage two was interesting, but kind of what they did for themselves was what they were doing for their patients, selective use of therapy. But I think the really interesting thing related to what you're talking about is what they said they'd do if they were in a very high-risk situation. We asked them, what would you do if you had 15 positive nodes, and where would participation in a trial fit in? You know, we said, okay, you could go on a trial, chemo plus or minus Bev, chemo plus or minus cetuximab, et cetera, or you could take the treatments off protocol. And actually, I was curious, relatively few people wanted to be treated off study, which I thought was interesting, but not as many as I would have expected would have gone on a study. And a lot of them would just be treated outside of trial. I mean, to me, I think if I were in that situation, I think a study would look good.
I have a pulmonologist that went on this trial of erlotinib versus erlotinib.
Really? The RADIANT trial?
No, this is, he's got stage 4, first line, stage 4.
Right.
But he's a physician, he's one of the
what
most...
What trial was it?
So in stage 4, I told you, for immunohistochemistry or FISH positive, we have erlotinib versus alternating chemo and erlotinib.
Right. So he went on that study?
He went on that study.
What did he get randomized to?
Both.
How did he feel about it?
He felt very good about it.
Do you think he was doing it to help future patients or help himself?
Both.
So getting back to the adjuvant situation,
right, so
you talked about the RADIANT.